Owing to deregulated prices, Pakistan's pharmaceutical sector witnessed a remarkable surge in profitability, posting a 210% year-on-year (YoY) increase to 13.5 billion rupees in the calendar year 2024, according to data compiled by Arif Habib Limited (AHL). The sector's net revenue increased by 21.1% YoY, reaching 196.8 billion rupees, with leading contributions from AGP plus 33.8% YoY, Glaxo plus 23.2% YoY, and Abbott plus 22.9% YoY, according to data gathered by AHL. This 210% or 3.1 times YoY growth was driven by higher sales volumes and price adjustments following deregulation of drug prices, AHL analyst Menka Kirpalani told the Express Tribune. Gross profits also saw a significant increase of 64.9% YoY, reaching 68.6 billion rupees, supported by better pricing strategies, currency stability, and lower active pharmaceutical ingredient (API) costs. Companies such as Glaxo, plus 339.2% YoY, Abbott, plus 67% YoY, and AGP, plus 44.4% YoY, played a key role in this expansion. The overall gross margin for the sector improved to 34.9%, with Hinun, 51.4%, and AGP, 47.8%, leading the way. Net margins also increased to 6.9%, reflecting improved operational efficiency. The demand side impact was negligible. Demand for pharmaceuticals and medicines naturally increases as the population grows, said Kirpalani. However, the main issue for the pharmaceutical sector was that their prices were regulated. Essential medicines were subject to a price cap linked to 70% of the Consumer Price Index, CPI, and non-essential medicines to 100% of CPI, meaning companies could only increase prices up to that limit. In February 2024, the government deregulated prices for the non-essential segment, allowing companies to adjust prices based on their own cost structures and profitability needs. As a result, gross margins improved, and volumes also increased. Previously, some products had stalled sales due to low margins. For instance, Panadol was temporarily unavailable because companies were unable to maintain profitability under regulated pricing. With deregulation, both margins and sales have now increased, benefiting the industry. Despite the positive performance, finance costs grew by 4.7% YoY to 4.7 billion rupees, mainly due to higher interest rates. Additionally, other income dropped by 44.4% YoY, impacting companies like Glaxo, minus 50.8% YoY, and Abbott, minus 51.6% YoY. Among individual companies, Glaxo reported a profit of 6.5 billion rupees, plus 12.2 times YoY, with an EPS of 20 rupees and 52 paise, while Abbott recorded 5.2 billion rupees, plus 20 times YoY, with an EPS of 53 rupees and 46 paise. Hinun posted 3.2 billion rupees in profit, plus 35.4% YoY, with an EPS of 61 rupees and 41 paise, and AGP reported 2.08 billion rupees, plus 75.1% YoY, with an EPS of 7 rupees and 44 paise. However, Searle suffered a loss of 3.6 billion rupees, facing operational challenges. Several companies, including Glaxo, Abbott, and Hinun, announced dividends of 10 rupees, 10 rupees, and 40 rupees per share, respectively, rewarding shareholders for the strong financial results.